Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Hi there. A little bit of a moral dilemma this morning. I'll get your guys' opinion on what should have went on. So when you leave my neighborhood, there's like a big park next to my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's a little parking lot. And generally, 99% of the time, it's, you know, the wee hours of the morning, the parking lot is completely empty. It's dead. Nobody's out just at a park, you know.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m. The past week or so, rando car sitting there.
For a week.
Looks kind of junky. And there's like a little building there with like porta potties and stuff in it. So if you're out playing frisbee golf and you got to urinate, you can do it.
Okay.
But this thing has been parked like real close to the porta potties. Just shady. Shady AF. And today as I was leaving, the doors were open on it. And I'm like, this is strange now. This is not good.
Yeah.
So I texted Nick Nack. I was like, hey, just a heads up. Down at the park, there's a car. It's a rando car. And she's like, then she shot back and she described it. She's like, oh my gosh, I've seen it the past few nights as I'm picking up the kids late from practices. She's like, it's been parked there. I was like, what do we think we should do about this? I go, is there an anonymous hotline you can call?
Right.
And there is, but you got to put in like your information. It's not anonymous. So you got to put in your name and your email. Or there's a phone number that connects you directly with an officer.
Yeah.
And then you got to give them your information. And I'm like, do we want to go that deep?
And that's always the predicament. Do you want to put yourself out there to help others? You know, like that's always the predicament. So what'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I put it on her.
Just last night.
This is your problem now. I gave you the information. It's sitting there. Now you figure it out.
Okay.
What would you do? Would you call?
I think I would.
Would you
especially
call?
A week if you've been.
Yeah, you said
seen...
it's been there. Is it consistently?
It's consistently.
Yeah.
Early morning, super shady. Now the doors are open, and I'm like, is somebody in there doing the crack?
Were the lights on in the car? Like, you know, the overhead lights?
Yeah. I couldn't really see anybody, so I don't know if somebody was slumped over in there. I mean, somebody could have had a medical issue, or they're just in there doing the crack.
For a week is what.
That's a lot of crack.
Yeah,
they had a full load
of
crack. They had a lot of crack to get to this week.
Full crack.
You know?
And they picked that little area to do it.
Yeah.
So I fired back a text that said, you know, I think this is one of those cases where it's the whole see something, say something.
Absolutely.
You know, they pound it into our heads, see something, say something. So she ended up calling and she's like, I talked to an officer. And she's like, so they're going to go check it out.
Oh, good.
She's like, the right move.
My only disappointment, she's like, is I want to go down there now and watch what happens.
Oh, yeah, because she can't see it
you
from
can't
your
see
guys'.
It. No, it's down the block around the corner.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little early to take the dog for a walk,
a little
right?
early like, to see what's going
pitch
on. But,
black,
you know, we'll see.
Like...
Hopefully, it's, you know, maybe it's somebody in distress or something, too, or whatever, and they help them out. But I think you err on the side of see something, say something. Have you guys ever had to call 911 or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, yeah.
I actually did it on accident once when I was working over in Montrose.
Yeah.
And I was in the studio, and I was trying to call somebody who lived over in, like, London. Like across the pond, and you know, like when you dial out, there's like a bunch of random things you have to hit before you do that. And so, inadvertently, I dialed 911, and I didn't realize I did. And they showed up to the radio station.
Oh,
and
no!
My boss brought him back there and was like, "You have a visitor." And I like audibly said a swear word to that cop, and he just laughed. And I was like, "I don't know why you're here." He's like, "You called 911," and I was like, "Did I really?" Like, came from this building, like, and it's funny. My boss was like, "When." And they came to the door and said, someone from this building called 911. We knew it was you.
Like they just immediately walked him down.
That's probably Katie.
Katie, meet Officer Odell.
I don't know what she needs, but it's probably Katie. So,
you know, I wish I could give you crap, but I did the same thing one time.
Did you
at
really?
The radio station early in the morning, butt dialed 911 by mistake. Didn't know it, and then my phone kept ringing back. It was like calling me, and I was like, I don't know this number
because
it doesn't come up. 911 is calling you back.
Exactly.
It's like a rando number, and I was like, voicemail. And they finally left a message. It was like, hi, this is Sarah from the 911 center. We're just wondering if you have an emergency. If you give us a call back. And then I called him. I was like, I am so sorry.
Oh man,
everything is fine. We good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's an embarrassing, awkward situation.
It is, because you feel bad. Like, I don't want to take
your
services.
Well, you wasted their time. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the thing, too.
Sorry.
Yeah, like, I don't want to take it away from someone who actually needs it, you know.
I promise I'm a good citizen.
Yeah.
I don't do this often. I don't dial 911 and hang up. I promise.
I swear.
Please make a note under my phone number now on the computer. He's a good guy.